Blog Talk Radio. Coming back. You have to stay for that. Parental discretion is advised for that part of the segment of the show. So please, if you have your kids that's underage, put them in the room. All right? I will remind y'all when that part of the segment comes on. So stay right there. Don't move. We'll be back with Gary Blackjust with the GQ General Question after this. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it.
I ain't been a sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. New blows. All the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, up, man. I adopted these niggas, still a summon them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well, I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, cause we in and get another again.
Total shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, through your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We chilling them. Hold up, before we end this campaign, as you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Gary Blackjust. Excuse me. Gary, are you on the air? Gary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
All right. What's going on, Gary? I got a little tongue tied there, so pardon me. You know how that gets sometimes.
Yeah.
But, Gary, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Would you like to let the audience know a little something about yourself?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. I don't know if you can hear me. I ain't trying to be too loud. You know what I mean? I'm on my way back to the NY. Well, I'm from the Bronx. You know what I mean? I'm in promotions and things like that. I just did a party at the Paradise Theater. And, you know, I do a lot of karaoke. And basically, that's basically it, man. I'm like a walking advertisement, man. That's what I do.
All right. All right, so you're doing joint. We got to have you back on at 7:30, 8 o'clock then, on that slot for the promotional part.
Yeah, man.
Well, you know, Gary, I know you as one of the biggest debaters on the General Question page. You know,
right.
You have a lot of questions going on, you know, the comments, your thoughts. Now, I applaud you for coming on to the GQ Palace radio show today, but what I want you to do is let the audience know what's your general question for this evening.
Okay. Look, first of all, my question is no excuses allowed. And my topic is straight up, men lie, women cheat, period.
Okay. I think we have something going on with that.
Listen, we're going right in on it. We're going right in on it.
Okay. Well, that's how we do. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to the host, a guest, or just stay on the line to hear the show. Now, Gabby, let me ask you, what made you choose that specific topic to talk about?
Because, you know, what happens is females always getting on the line and they always blaming the man for cheating. When I know that at the end of the day, there's far more women than men. The women oversucceed the men by forever. You know what I mean? So, therefore, in the future, if it wasn't for a female to give a man a chance, a man could never cheat.
Okay, so maybe you're saying it's the woman that causes the man to cheat?
No, no. See, that's right, where we at right now. That's where we
okay,
at right
break
now.
Okay, break it down for me. You know, I'm gonna come at you. You know, let me know exactly, so we can
exactly.
Let them know exactly because we're on the same page.
At, what right, I'm saying is, at the end of the day, what I'm saying is, if it wasn't for another female allowing us men who use game and propaganda to get whatever it is they want, which comes from the lying part of it, which results into the cheating. Whose fault is that? I blame it on the female. If you're so independent enough to know the difference, you wouldn't allow that to happen, and the cheating would never exist. We would not be having this conversation today. Where y'all at?
Okay. Okay. We actually have a caller on the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
What's up, Gary?
What's up? Who's this?
This is T.
T, what's going on, T?
I can't call it. But,
okay.
me, myself, I don't give my man room to cheat.
Mm.
Ain't happening. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to cheat, whether it be man or woman, you're going to do it. It's something you choose to do. You know, we can't let you do anything. We can't make you do anything. But I feel what you're saying. And, yes, you have a lot of cheaters out there, women, men. You have a lot of liars. You know, but the thing is, one lie got to constitute to another lie. Because it's just going to be on and on and on with that situation.
Okay.
That's how you feel, T?
Yeah.
What you mean you don't give him enough room to cheat? What does that mean?
I said I'm not going to give him enough room to cheat. I don't play that. If you want to cheat,
okay,
then you need to go on about your business. Because
okay.
Gary, it's not going to be me, Susie, and Sarah.
Now, Gary, I'm going to let you call this shot. You can answer that question, but I do have another caller. If you want me to bring them on, or you want to answer that question first?
Listen, man, let's get to the meatballs of it. Okay, let's get to the meatballs of it.
I have another call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on G2 College Radio. Hello?
Hi, Richard, it's me, Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just calling to give you a shout-out.
Oh,
hello?
That's my baby. That's one of my sisters calling in. But you got to ask the question. I'm sorry I had to put you on the spot right now, sis. But Gary's going to ask a question, and I just need you to give your input on it if you feel like it. You want to tell the question again, Gary, for?
Yeah, I said with no excuses, men lie, women cheat. What's your take on that?
Okay, men lie and women cheat. If a woman wouldn't have to cheat if a man did her right in the first place.
Thank you.
Men wouldn't have to, if a man wants to lie to another woman to get in her pants, that's his problem because he has no confidence in himself nor his woman.
Okay, so listen to this now. What you just said is you just, as a female, on GQ Palace Radio right now, live in effect, what you just said is you agree 100% to what I just stated.
I agree to 100% to it if you do, if you're not doing your woman right. Yes, she's gonna stray. But if you're doing your woman correctly, you wouldn't have to have to, you wouldn't have to lie to another woman to get what you want to get from her.
No. Men, we do that because that's just who we are. That's it. And we know that women are gullible and they can go for a lie. Scratch a lie, find a thief. Now, talk to me, lady, now. I can't be yelling at the phone.
Okay, I got one more call on the line because we're bringing three. Okay, we're going to bring this three, then we're really going to get into this topic. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, who are we speaking to?
Ednita.
Ednita,
Miss LMAO.
You heard Gary's topic, right?
Yeah, I heard Gary's topic.
What's your point of view on the topic?
We're going to go back to the, let's say, 60s when women stayed home. Women was focused on home, and men was out there galloping and gigoloing and all that good stuff. Now we're going to fast forward to about the 90s. Women got tired of it, so women picked up the game. And women have perfected the game, which we tend to do. But the bottom line is no one cheats if they're satisfied at home. And
no,
the person who... What?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Nikki.
The outside... The outside person, the one that... the person is cheating with usually doesn't even know that there is a person at home because that person who went outside of their relationship lied to them. You say when men lie, women cheat. I kind of think it's the other way around because not to take nothing from you guys, but y'all get caught up in y'all stuff. So lying, y'all get caught up in it. I'm not that good at it. I would say
y'all women did take it to another level, but y'all also was getting sloppy at it yourselves. You understand? So it's going to like a reversal now, because a lot of y'all females, y'all are like cats. Y'all very sneaky.
But women tend to be a little
What's the word then, Gary? Rephrase it for me.
Sneaky ain't even the word. They put another letter in I detective.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
we good. We take the time to think it out. Men will cheat on their block. Men will cheat in their circle. They won't take it out. Women will venture, and you'll never know it.
If I wasn't on this bus right now, I would have been cut you off. I'm telling you right now, Anita, you know me. You know how this goes, right? Y'all eluding the question, and that's the problem. Yes, you are, because when I'm asking you, you're saying men, we lie. We already said that. I said that. This is my question. I said we lie. That's what we do to get what we want. We don't lie because we're not happy at home. We lie because we know we can easily manipulate a situation to make it fit our benefit. Now, at the end of the day, with you knowing this now, since you took it back from the 60s, now, you along with the rest of your women, why is it so hard for you to recognize that a man does not sleep with you at night? You cannot contact him every day approximately about the same time. You know he's dealing something, but you still face the harsh reality that he's yours. Never. We lie good and y'all cheat more.
If I can't contact you in the middle of the night when I want to, you're not my man. See, people claim things incorrectly. How you going to call somebody a man that you can't call in the middle of the night and get a response from? Because obviously he's doing other things. Therefore, that's not your man.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, as we stay on the topic, what I'm saying is women do the cheating because all we do is lie to get what we want.
Okay.
All y'all do is lie. Come one, Gary, man. Stop it.
What
stop
you
it.
Mean? Whoa, what you
men,
mean? What you
men,
what
cheat.
Else do?
Men cheat. That is,
no.
They are the most cheaters, men.
No.
And
no,
excuse
no,
me,
no,
excuse
no,
me,
no,
Mr. CEO.
No.
Mr. CEO stated, men can't say no to pool. They can't turn it down. I will forever
okay.
throw that
I
in
said,
your face, Richard, because you said
I
it.
Said some men.
You said men. You said men. The original thing
said
you said men.
I,
Tim Carter
said,
with some men.
It down. You understand?
you
but
said men.
We have another caller on the line. I want to bring that other caller in also. All right? Is that good? That's good with you, Gary?
Yes, bring them in. They can't handle
all
it.
All right, come on. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, who are we speaking to?
This is Deborah.
Deborah, oh,
Deborah.
Another diva in the building. Okay.
Yes, yes. And Gary,
yes.
You're so wrong, but you are so right.
What? Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's
I like the way Deborah responds because she's gonna put it. She gonna put stuff in an individual where she's like a neutral situation. Go ahead, Deborah.
You know what? He is right. Women do cheat. You'll never catch us in high.
That's right.
Me and
whoa, 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 whoa.
Come
we know
on.
What? Catch on a what?
I'm
we know
never
catch on a
catch us.
You know why we never catch y'all cheating? I'm going to tell you why we never catch y'all cheating. Because
we're
not looking for y'all cheating. We're not looking for y'all cheating because they tell you
that's
when
right.
you go looking for something, you're going to find what you don't want. I don't
and
care
if you know
you cheat.
And yeah. you're right. You're right. You're going to find what you don't want. So if you don't want to find that, why do you guys go out and do the same thing?
Because you women keep falling for the same trick.
Oh, Gary. Oh,
what?
Gary.
What?
Gary, you're
what?
So wrong.
No, Gary.
What?
No,
what?
Amen. You
what
have women. You have women with low self-esteem who
no.
go for that whole who allow someone to cheat with them. Who
stop,
allow a man
stop.
To cheat with them. Only
don't
someone really with a low self-esteem is going to be the one that's causing the cheat in a relationship.
Yeah, listen. Okay,
like,
let me ask you a question.
Accept it.
Let me ask you a question. Honestly, let me ask you a question. Because we're going to go around this question too quick. And I ain't going to give y'all the upper hand. Sha, check this out. Let's give it to him this
I'm
way.
Listening. Go ahead.
The average man that meet a female, you get three things out of them. One, I'm married, but we could be friends. Two, I just got out of a relationship. Three, I'm seeing somebody, but hey. What's going on, ladies?
No,
okay.
You're single.
Okay,
at
yeah. You know what, Gary? I love the way you just broke that down. Why are
yeah.
you so quiet right now?
No.
Because
you don't
know why? You know
when
why?
You're single.
Let me explain to you why they got quiet. Let me explain to you why. Because.
Preach, my brother.
Because out of all of the four females that's on the line right now, one out of the four have went through one of those that I mentioned. And so therefore, if you are real with yourself, you can't lie through the wire because you lie to yourself.
Hello?
Wait a minute. We could be approached with any line.
Oh, I heard somebody yell hello. Somebody
just
had to come
me,
out.
Vanessa.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You go ahead, Vanessa.
Listen,
you got something you want to say?
The guest you have on the radio right now, he said four women is on the line, and one of us went through that. Well, I'm one of them that have never went through that because I've been with the same man for 19 years. He never strayed, and neither have I. Why? Because we satisfy each other. So like the young lady said, no, listen, like the young lady, he just said to him, he likes insecure women, and that's who he goes after. He don't go after independent women. That's why he's acting
there you
that
go.
Way.
No.
Let's not make this a personal issue. See, what y'all doing is you're trying to make it a personal issue. See me? I am so secure within my own relationship that my lady is the forerunner. That my lady, she is the headhunter. You understand? My lady gives me the security that I need to make it to the next step in life. Not because I give it to her, because she demands that. So if you're telling me that I'm dealing with insecure women, you're absolutely wrong. What I'm dealing with, I'm talking about the reason why I've been married 17 years, and out of 17 years, I cheated 17 years and got away with it. Now, you explain it to me.
I'm
you
know why?
No. So you just admitted that you a liar and a cheater.
Hold on. You're not understanding it. You're not understanding. You're not understanding what I'm saying to you. See, you know why? Because it's easy to pass the buck. But when I'm giving you factuals, you're going to give me something else. You're going to talk about the next female, and you're going to call your own person, which is a female, y'all supposed to stick together, they're insecure. No, I'm not dealing with insecurities. I'm dealing with somebody that can secure me at the end of the day.
Okay, let me
Come
ask
on.
You. Does she know
Somebody's
you've been cheating for 17
good.
Years?
What?
Does she Say know you've been cheating for 17 years?
Who? Who?
Does your wife know you've been cheating for 17?
I am no longer. See, you ain't even following the conversation. You're not even
what?
Following the conversation. Sha,
you
come
said
on,
you
man.
Was
Bring
married for 17
no.
years and you cheated
Bring
for 17
speed,
years.
Sha.
You said
That's
he was
you
married
just
for
said.
17 years.
I said
he
was.
Said, no, he said he was. He said was married.
Was. See, y'all don't understand.
Hey, so did
but
she know you was cheating?
Listen,
did she
listen.
Know you was cheating for 17 years?
Yo, listen, let me explain it again. When you speak to me, I guess, when you speak to me and I give you a clump, I give you an answer to one of your questions or I rebuttal something, you got to listen to the words that I use. Either I'm going to speak in the present, the past. I'm never going to speak in the future. So there you go. Was.
Did she
no
know
longer.
You were cheating for 17 years?
I answered
years?
That. You see, I answered that. I said it never got caught. So now you explain to me.
Uh-huh. He surely
okay.
did. He said
so,
he was
stop.
Cheating. For se- All right. He said he was cheating for 17 years and never got caught.
Okay. That's shame on your wife. Because if a man could cheat for 17 years and you don't have a clue, you're clueless.
No, it ain't that. You know what it is?
Or you know and don't care.
One
or you
y'all,
know.
Hold on. Let me tell you something.
You know
each one of y'all men could be cheating right now. Is any of y'all with y'all man right now?
That?
One out of three.
One out of three.
Gary, this
yes.
is Deborah. You know what? You gave us the answer in the beginning. Women
Thank
do
you.
Cheat, men do lie. You lied your way through 17 years. You
exactly.
lied, right? And you made it through 17 years, but you acknowledged the fact that your queen was the queen. She didn't know. Why? Because you were such a good liar.
No, because I don't know what she was doing. I didn't go searching. I don't go searching. So what I'm
yep.
telling you is that don't tell me that I'm not happy. Don't tell me that we're looking for insecurity people. Because we're not. The money stayed up. The beauty was
oh.
up. Everything was up. So don't give me that. Let's talk about facts.
Oh,
why?
No. I believe you. I've never said
okay.
you were
I'm going to say it again. Let's break it down even more. Let's take it to elementary school. When we used to
Ooh.
Pass notes to each other. You remember that?
Do you, do you like me? Check
you,
yes or no.
Okay. There
okay.
you go. And if you never circled it, what happens? The man gets upset, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
If you did, if you never circled yes or no, when a note came across your desk and you didn't circle it and sent it back, all day you was made fun of, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Think about it now. Who
yes,
said
you
no?
Was.
Who said no?
Well,
that
was
you
passing
no
note.
Said no.
Well, then that was you passing the note.
No.
Now it's no again. Come on, yo, Sha. Come on, man. Come on.
Why would I be made fun
radio.
Of? Why would I be made fun of? First of all, I was kind of like
well,
a bully, so they're not going to make fun of me.
Stop
so,
it,
no, there
stop
was
it.
No making fun
okay,
of.
Okay, so if you were to pass around a note, right, if you were to pass me a note and I pass it to Gary, you're not going to feel some type of way about it if you don't get no response?
I could feel some kind of way, but I'm not going to bother a person about it. I'm not going to sweat
Who?
A person about it.
We didn't say sweat the person. We said you're going to be upset.
Say,
why would I be upset?
Yo,
because
yo.
You already talking to this person to try to get with them. It's like you're
yeah.
talking to somebody in the street face to face, and they're not giving you no type of play at all. You're going to get upset about it. If you have a crush on somebody and they know you have a crush on them, and they're not giving you no type of rhythm, you're going to get upset about it. Just like with the note. If you have the note and you pass it to one of us, and we pass it to the next person, and you're not getting no response, you're going to get upset about it.
Well, that's how we used to our kids when so-and-so, when Bobby or whatever would hit you. Because they like you.
Poppy,
so
right,
you know?
Yo, Sha, you picked the right one today. You picked the right one today. Yo.
It's ironic that this would be the topic when we've gone through similar topics when we acknowledge that men are the ones that cheat more.
No.
How we acknowledge that? Whoa. How did we acknowledge that?
we talked about that before. Only one that keeps saying women cheat.
How do we acknowledge the fact that men cheat more?
Huh?
How do we acknowledge the fact that men cheat more?
Because it was stated over and over again.
Where? Oh, because it was stated over and over again.
Yeah.
So I guess if you state you want $1 million over and over again, you're going to get it in your mailbox, huh?
I wish.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. That's what they call wishful thinking.
Nah.
Exactly.
That's what they call wishful thinking.
I don't agree with the... You can't put all women under one of those umbrellas or men under one of those umbrellas.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can, because there's only two types of people, women and men, so stop.
No,
come
but
on,
you can't put all women in one category. Like, I don't say all men are dogs.
Let me explain something to you. When you're dealing with the majority, that's what it is. Come on, you gotta face it. Statistics doesn't lie. How many more? Is there more women than men in this world? Answer that question.
Yeah.
All right, then, so stop it. You got us outnumbered 2 to 3 to 1, so stop. Come on, why are you so quiet?
I'll never agree with that.
How are you not going to agree with the truth?
First of all, I don't be in everyone's bedroom, so I don't know for a fact.
Huh?
From what I know, from what I've seen, what I've lived, I know a lot of men who cheat. I know women who commit to their relationships and be boohooing why he did
this.
Yeah, but when they boohoo from you, they run to the next dude.
Exactly.
Sometimes some women depends on her morals. It depends on her self-respect if she chooses to do that. Not all
right,
women choose to rebound in the arms of another man.
Yo, who is this? Is this Ed
Nita? This is
Ed Nita.
Yes, this is
Ed Nita. You know what's so funny? That I could tell that you would say something like that, because just from reading your posts and the way I shut y'all down, I make you, I convert you. You're going to learn today.
You don't shut nobody down. You don't shut me down.
You're going to learn today.
That's impossible. It's nothing that you can teach me, because from reading your posts, I take you as like your real, like, ego. Your ego is like really
let's get some.
You shut us down. How you said
let's
a little while
something.
Ago
I,
about
yo,
when you talk.
Anita, let me get something. Let's get one thing clear. On Facebook,
mm-hmm.
It's not about my life. That's number one. Number two, only thing I do, I post things that there's a pro and a con to. I am not a male chauvinist. I am not egotistic. I love my women. I respect y'all to the fullest. But when you get women that's sitting on Facebook and they're telling me their life story and putting it into as if they're speaking about their friends, I don't buy the BS. So I go in hard. But at the end of the day, I respect you. My mama raised me because my father wasn't man enough. Now, with that being said, now we're going to get back to the business. You're going to learn today.
So how you was respecting your wife cheating for 17 years?
No, that has nothing to do with that.
You said you respect women. You took a vow to that woman.
You made a vow
in front of God for that woman. You cheated.
But,
you violated
you
for 17 years. So
listen,
how much respect for women do you have?
Okay. And the preacher at the church is messing with the people, too. I put all of my
sins.
Listen, it doesn't matter. Now, if you agree with that, you're going to hell. Now, let me explain this to you.
No, I got other reasons I'm going to hell. There's other reasons I'm going to hell, okay?
Can I tell you this? Anita, and to the rest of the GQ Palace family, let me explain to you what I do. I put all of my transgressions into God's hands, and I leave them there.
That's right.
Now, what else? Now, you go ahead and tell me something. Whether I was a fool at one time in life, that's up to me and God to discuss. As long as I can admit it, I'm halfway there. You women can't even admit that you cheat and it's your fault that other men is out there, because at the end of the day, when a man come to you with game, if you don't recognize game and game is being played, then the game is on you. It's not on no one else. And you won't even admit that today on the live air. Come on, man. Don't get me on Facebook and start talking. Yes.
You saying we all susceptible to men's boost trap game?
I said women. Listen. We're not talking about W. Listen, wait. We're not talking about W-O-M-A-N. I said women. W-O-M-E-N. E-N. You get it?
Yeah, and this is what I was saying when I said you can't say all women.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You can't put us all under one umbrella.
No, listen, the majority, when we speak and when we say mankind, are we leaving out women or men? Answer that question.
You work for the Census Bureau?
Excuse me. Did you answer that question for me?
Do you work for the census bureau? Because you're
yes.
telling me statistics like you know
I'm giving it to you.
Fact.
No, no. The only fact that I'm giving you is that there are more women in this world than men.
And that's a
just,
fact. Yes, yes.
And that's
that
a fact.
But that don't
you
mean that we
fact?
The
wait,
majority
wait. Hold on. Let me ask you another question since you want facts before. Because everything that I talk about, I try to research it for first before I give it to you because I know you guys are sitting there with high-speed computers, and that's how y'all get your information, which is falsely incorrect, and you can't beat me on this here game called lying versus cheating. Because
and I agree with you.
All right, then. Thank you. I got one, so I converted.
I agree with you. Gary, from the beginning of the call, I told you I agree with you. But you
I
have
know.
To
you said I agree,
are,
but I'm wrong. You said I
that
agree.
You're wrong.
So
I agree,
want to get to the wrong
right,
part.
But you're wrong.
I got you. If I, that's an oxymoron. So I'm right here with you. I'm not going nowhere. I got a 4-hour ride left. I'm great.
Well, I'm
on
my train that. That's
now,
Deborah.
So yes,
that's
Deborah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. How do you agree and say he's wrong? Explain that.
How do I say he's wrong?
I like
he's
that.
He's wrong. He's right because we do cheat. I have cheated. I've cheated, and I know I have. But guess
see,
what?
See, that's a woman. That's a woman.
I'm gonna clap up. I'm gonna give you the truth because guess what? In the end, I don't have to answer to nobody but God. I've laid that on the table already.
There you go.
He's wrong because he just flat out wrong. That's why. No, he's wrong for it because he lies. He lies. Men lie. Women cheat, but men are cheating too. Why are you laughing? I'm trying to give you some.
See? That had that run for an hour. I want to hear what you're saying. He's
wait,
a funny
then
guy.
He's laughing.
He's a funny
he's
guy.
He's very funny. But he has some good points. But don't try to put the women down while you're trying to get your point across because your point is right. You are right. Women lie, women cheat.
Okay. You know what? On that support
right
there. All right. Gary.
Yeah.
What
wow
is your final thought on this
yeah,
topic?
Really? Wow.
My final thought. My final thought is this. No, I'm only laughing at the fact that I agree with you women, whether you know it or not. I'm 100% in agreement with you. But there are some people that's out here that's going to be listening to our show today, and they're going to have to do a self-check, a self-evaluation, because all we do is teach, and that's all we're supposed to do. We don't come to bring our life stories and pass them off as someone else's. That's what I'm saying. So, therefore, certain things that we go through, Sha, we have to own them. And when we get to owning them, maybe we can stop what's happening. That's my final.
The stories that we're bringing, these are life stories that go on every day with everybody. It's not like anything is personal or anything. It's what's going on in life.
But it can stop,
period,
though.
It don't have
stop
to necessarily be my life. Right. It can't stop. It's not my life all the time. It might not be yours. You
right
lying to your wife for 17 years. Who? How do I know that's true? How do you
but
know that I've cheated before? That's what I'm saying. How do we know that for fact? You don't know.
You know how? Because let me explain to you
how.
Because
is the facts.
No. See, now we can go back to that. But at the end of the day, you know how we know? Because I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told
okay
you. So until
I
lie to you, listen to me. Until I lie to you, you have to give me that credit on
mm-hmm
the benefit of the doubt. Until
mm-hmm
I lie to you, then you have to give that to me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. And that's what women do.
No, I don't have to. That's that game that you say women fought for. We don't got to. No,
see,
I don't agree with
you
your topic,
know.
So why would I believe
Ayo
what
Sha
you say?
Ayo, Sha, you see how
okay,
good
okay
we are as men?
Yeah, uh-huh.
They don't even know
what
we say.
You know what? To anybody, all right, we're going to let if somebody else have something they want to say before Gary go with his final thought of the topic.
All I want to say is, Gary, you need to quit.
Okay. You know
lying,
what?
Gary, you're lying. Yeah.
All right. You know what?
Because you're lying,
I'm
Gary.
I'm going to laugh for this topic.
Gary. What can we say?
Can we continue this next week? Gary, can you be here next week?
Who's that, T?
This is T.
That's T.
All right, T, I'll tell you what. If you want to, and you want to bring Gary back on because you're handling the people from the general question, that's fine with me. But right now, I need Gary to say his final thought on his topic because I have an R&B singer and Kite who is spectacular with a soulful voice that I need everybody to hear. So, Gary, go ahead with your final thought. We're going to bring Gary back on next week if you want to. So if y'all want to bring him in, we're going to bring Gary back on if you want to come back on next week.
No, he's going to have his statistic book with him. He's going to have to post it on Facebook before the show starts.
You know what? No. All right, Gary, you know what? Go ahead with your final thought, Gary.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, man, I just want to say this, man. I posted it. I stood by it, and I still got no excuses. Now, y'all can say whatever y'all want.
All right. So, Gary?
I'm lying.
He's lying right now.
He's lying.
Gary?
Yes, man. That made no sense. We all got all laughing. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, oh,
you know,
I love you guys, man.
I love
Gary.
I love that you got your college.
I
want to
thank you for joining us tonight. I want to thank Anita, Vanessa, T, Deborah for y'all comments. But we're going to see if Gary coming back next week. If he's coming back next week, y'all going to see the video, and y'all going to see his post up there and everything else. If y'all feel, you know, that men cheat so much and y'all women is so innocent, I wouldn't mind having Gary back up in here. You understand? Gary, is there any shout-outs you want to give or anything?
Y'all funny.
Gary?
Y'all funny.
Yes. Nah, I enjoy it, man.
Is there any shout-outs or anything you want to give?
Huh?
Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Yes. I got one shout-out, man. Shout-out to the whole GQ Palace family, man. It's great.
Yeah, man.
The wonderful group.
Beautiful people. I'm going to see you online.
With the same lie.
Let's cut it out. All right.
Coming up next. You know something to miss about Coy.
Listen, we have coming up next, Ann Tice, right? With her soulful voice. She got this old school flavor R&B. So I would appreciate it if y'all stay on the line and listen to her and let her know how y'all feel about her track. She has a single that's about to come out in spring called Secrets. It's fire. But before we even bring her out, we're going to play one of her tracks called Day and Night. So don't move. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Ha,
Resident Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. That was an intro from Ann Tice, just giving y'all a little flavor of what she's doing and how y'all going to feel about the next track that she's going to that I'm going to present to y'all. I actually have Ann Tice with me right now. Ann Tice, welcome to GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm humbled and honored.
All right. Ann Tice, I got to tell you, when I first heard Secrets, like I said, I told my camp I got to have that female on the show. And that's how strong my camp is because, you see, it got you on the show.
Shout out to the camp.
Now, Day and Night, that's your intro track, right?
Right, right. That's my intro track. That's done.
Okay,
actually, Secrets was done by another producer, and Secrets was done by myself and another producer in Pittsburgh. Day and Night was done by myself and my current producer, Angelic Voices, but and you know, we call him AV, so...
Okay.
That's where that track came. Yeah.
I actually have Angelic Voices on the line right now. Angelic Voices, are you there? Angelic Voices, you there?
I'm here. I'm on.
All right. Okay. Voices. I'm going to call you Voices. Unless you're something else you want to call, you know.
Or AV.
You know,
Or AV. Cool.
Okay. Let me ask you. How did y'all meet?
You asking me or you asking AB?
Which one of us?
Huh? Either one of y'all, because I'm pretty sure it's the same story, but right now, you know, either one could answer that specific question.
AB, you answer it. AB, you tell it. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'll let you do it.
Okay. She actually she put out a an ad looking for producers, like, you know, for her particular style. And, I answered the ad on Facebook, and what happened was she didn't really get back to me like to 2 weeks after that. But
I told you was gonna say that. But you telling the truth.
But the end result of that is what y'all hearing now though.
Yes, and and that's just the beginning because we definitely gonna play more. You know.
Okay.
Ann Tice, you finished? No, go back. Go. Yeah. Angelic, go ahead.
Angelic, you
can continue. Oh, I thought you had something else you wanted to say. Ann Tice, now, how long have you been doing music?
It's been a while. I'd say over 15 years.
Okay. So now there's nowhere to go but up right now. That's it. You're just going straight to the top.
That's it. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
You have, like, a mellow, soothing voice when you sing. It's like you could catch a crowd with that first word that come out your mouth. What would you say, who would you say is some of the inspirations in the music industry for you?
Well, ask me that question again. You said who would you say inspires me in the music industry?
Yeah. Some of your inspirations in the music industry.
Well... since my style is, like I said, old school flair, I mean, Phyllis Hyman was like the first person that ever, you know, heard me sing. And I was a little, like, old scrub, like 7 years old then. So, I mean, so I have to say Phyllis Hyman, Chaka Khan, Esther Williams, Shantae Moore, Tina Marie, as far as the old school flair, but new school, Medici, Chrisette Michelle, Vivian Green, Heather Headley. So those are... you know, some of the ladies that I like to listen to that, you know, get my inspiration from.
You were 7 years old with Phyllis Hyman.
Yeah.
How did that feel? How was that?
I don't tell too many people that story, though.
Okay, well, all right, you don't got to tell it, you know, like, we ain't going to force you to tell a story. It's not a problem. But, you know, it's an honor, you know, to be 7 years old and have and be doing something with Phyllis Hyman.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you that. Now, as of now, how you going about doing your single with Adele, independent? How you going about doing that?
Well, as far as like working on it, since I don't, what I actually have here is my MacBook Pro. It you know, comes complete with a bunch of different arsenals. One of the favorite programs is GarageBand. So what usually happens is AV and I will we'll Skype. They'll send me a track, send me a snippet of a track. Sometimes when he sent them to me, rather, he'll tell me, I just want you to listen to him. This is a reference track, so I'll write it. But I wind up writing to him anyway, and then you know, the rest is history, because it helps me to full track, and I'll sit in here on my garage band and just, you know, put all the tracks, you know, put all the vocals and whatnot together, and then send it back, you know, to him.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of hard work to do it.
Angelic, let me ask you, how long do it normally take you to do a track, you know, produce a track?
Oh, man, it depends on the filming, but usually, to be honest with you, I can do up to 10 tracks a day.
Wow. Wow, yeah, so it's just automatically just come to you like that.
Yeah, man, it just automatically come to me. It just, you know, the melodies just come out, and I just put them out there.
Okay, so when you doing your tracks, right, are you just like, are you doing your tracks solo, or do you have like another engineer that be with you? Because sometimes a producer have another engineer on the side just to give them that little extra kick, and you know, for that skit or something. Is that what you have, or are you just doing all your tracks solo?
I do all my stuff by myself. I mix myself down. I do it all by myself.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, and Tice.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the chance to perform with somebody, right?
Yes.
Are you
who would
there?
It be?
Yes. Who would it be?
I'm here.
Okay. Cause I hear it sound like an echo in the background when you're talking. That's what it is. I'm hearing like an echo.
Let me adjust my volume here. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. So who would it actually be that you would like to perform with?
Well, if I'm female-wise, if I had to, say I wanted to perform with any females, it would be Chrisette Michelle, because I love the way she, you know, plays piano, and the softness of her voice, and Lettucey as well, because of her lyrical style. Male, I would have to say my son is also, he's an accomplished artist, rap artist, as well as his name is Keith, and I would have to say my nephew, Fred Marshall. He's also, he's been on VH1 and done some, you know, some positive things with his music, and his lyrical style is more like, it's like a scholar type, you know, he puts a lot of thought into his lyrics, so I would have to say him as well.
Okay. Now, how did you record your material?
I actually recorded it, I can say, with GarageBand, my program. I don't like to use a lot of, like, dressings and things like that as far as, like, workstations. Not saying that, you know, that anybody who uses the workstation takes the short route, because I have respect for anybody who, you know, puts a lot of hard work into what they do. But I myself, I don't like to use workstations, because I feel like it's here for producer or a label or anybody's going to listen to me. I want them to hear the purity of my voice. You know, what they hear is what they get. I don't want them to hear, you know, something that's doctored up so much.
Okay. Now, out of all your songs, let me ask you, which song is your favorite out of all your tracks?
All three of them. Come on, now.
And Joey, you're awesome, right? Like, wait a minute. Okay.
But if I had to choose one, I would have to say my track, You Care For Me. I'd have to say that one.
Oh, okay.
Because from the moment that I heard it, one of the things I like about AV style when it comes to music is he will, you know, like I said, send a track. And it's very rare that you come across a producer who can, you know, put out a track that actually in you know, the singer's mind tells you what to write. So when I listen to, you know, his tracks, that's basically what happens. So You Care For Me is a, you know, I really like that song. That would be my favorite.
Okay, so since, you know what, since we put you on that spot, Antice, we're going to do the same thing with Angelic. What's your favorite track that Antice did?
That's my favorite track? The one that y'all played at the news, but I like that one. I love that one. That one actually took me about 10 minutes to do that song, man. And I sent it to her like 5 minutes after I finished it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, like when I was a young little boy, when I was young, man, I used to hear all these melodies in my head, and then I used to thought I was crazy at one point. You know, but, you know, I just knew that one day that it was going to mean something. So it's a big reason behind Angelic Voices. Angelic Voices is, it's not really me. It's the talent that's inside me to make music, to create music. That's what Angelic Voices mean.
Okay. Okay, now, Antice, let me ask you, secret. What made you come up with that title for that track? Because that's actually the first track I heard when I was like, wow, okay.
Okay, so for what? Some reason, I didn't know you were going to ask me that. I think it was just the vibe of the music. And, you know, I would have to explain to you how, you know, Antice herself was born in order to tell you how, you know, I came up with the concept that I came up with the secret. Since a lot of people, you know, listen to my voice and you know, say that it's, you know, that it's got like a soothing quality and a nice old school vibe to it, that was the question I had to ask myself when it came to, you know, performing. How did I want people to see me? How did I want, you know, what did I want people to think when they heard me? And, you know, based on that vocal style, you know, that's really how I came up with this, the lyrical concept and you know, Four Secrets. And that's basically how Antice was born, just off of, you know, the vibe of other people.
All right, because I actually want to get into that track right now, all right? I actually want to play that track right now because I really want to hear it myself. All right?
All right.
For real, I really do. I want to hear that track. I'm like, wow.
Okay.
All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Antice, Angelica Voice, or you could just stay on the line to hear the show. Now, this single right here is crazy. Secrets, remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Baby boy, I have so many things that I want to tell you, but I have one question. Can you keep a secret? If so, let me know. I'm here for you, baby, and I'm waiting. Yeah. keep the secret.
Wow.
Wow.
Antice.
Wow.
I listened to that song about maybe five times that night. I really did listen to that song over and over and over. Like I said, you have this soothing voice, and it's just like I was actually doing something, and I just stopped what I was doing and listened to the track. So you can actually make a person, if you can make a person stop what they're doing to hear your music, that means it's beyond the level where you're thinking it is. You understand? It really is.
Yeah.
It's like clear a person's
mind.
So
that's what makes me come up with, you know, the type of music that I come up with. It's feedback like that, you know. I really appreciate it. It makes a girl feel humble.
I'm very serious. That's the type of music you can just get your drink and just sit back and relax and just clear your thoughts. Exactly.
Okay.
You do have that soulful voice.
Not only that, soothing voice. Yeah.
Huh?
Thank you. Not only that, too, I wanted to elaborate on something you said. Another reason why I like the, you know, the type of music that I create, too, is because I feel like this here, if there's something in every husband and wife's life, you know, that attracted them to one another when they first met. So this is my thing. If you're going through something, you know, with your mate, you know, and you want to let them know how you feel, man, throw one of my tracks on. Throw a track on. Because it'll bring back what attracted you to that person in the first place. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So there's a method to my man, so to speak.
Oh, okay. I believe you, because the way you sound is, you know, you have a very beautiful voice. We actually have a caller on the line for you. Caller,
okay,
are you there?
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have Antice on the line, GQ Palace Radio.
Hello, Antice. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. This is Alan.
Oh, my goodness. Surprise. Hi, Alan.
How are you?
Okay, I'm like,
Alan's an old school friend.
What's up? Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you called. Thanks for calling. So you got a question?
You're very
for me.
Welcome.
What's the question?
Oh, that's not a question. I just wanted to call and congratulate you. And you know how much I love the song, so hey, you know.
Oh, Secrets, right?
I know.
Yes,
Secrets is such a beautiful song. All the tracks
are
beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Wait,
let me say something about that real quick. The pictures, the photos, the CD cover, this is the man that took the pictures.
Okay. We got to get in contact with Alan.
Okay.
We can do that. And just want to say I took my time off for my birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday and many more.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you much. I just wanted to call, let you know I'm still behind you 100%. And hey, when you need me, just give me a call.
I will.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
I sure. You too.
Okay, we have another caller on the line for you, Ann Chase. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
No.
Hello.
Hi, this is T, one of the team members of the GQ Radio Palace. And I just want to tell you, you got me ready to call my man and ask him, can he keep a secret? I'm sitting here like I was mesmerized, right? My girlfriend came around the corner and I said, I had to have complete and trust and believe I'm going to find that song like ASAP. because he needs to hear that.
Oh, my goodness. It's all about the love.
And your voice is, oh, my God, your voice is just hands down.
Thank you. And I got to give a shout out to all y'all. The Vikings, like G said, it wow. As far as you guys getting in contact with me, y'all was on point with that for real.
Yes.
Y'all held it down.
Wow. Yes.
And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. And you got to come back. If you don't do number sing secrets by yourself,
will.
We don't. You ain't even got to put the track on singing yourself.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Look, happy weddings. Okay. Anniversary
parties,
baby showers.
Once I get him to keep this secret, maybe I can call you for mine.
Okay.
But I just wanted to tell you, keep going and keep doing what you're doing. It's phenomenal. For real.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. I want to thank you for being here with us, you know, tonight as well.
Oh, thank you so much again. Like I said, I appreciate it. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be. So, you know, you guys
we appreciate
all my love
it.
For that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. She is actually the general question computer network analysis. But GQ Palace. But thank you for calling, T. Now let me ask both of y'all. Now, you finishes up your CD with Angelica Voices, right? And he's in New York. How's that coming along?
You want to answer first, Avery, or you want me to answer?
It's coming along great. I think that we creating timeless music, you know, that's not, you know, really relevant of today, but I think that we're going to make a lot of magic. It's going to be very, very, very enticing.
That's the point. That's it right there. You have to nail it in with that one. Yep, that's it right there.
Okay,
that's
so...
It.
Y'all want to let them know how many tracks it's going to be? I just want to keep that, like, indiscreet right now, just to surprise them.
Well, I think we might want to surprise them because we've...
Okay.
Wow, I think, how many tracks do we have right now? Like nine? What, count me in for a little? Like nine?
Maybe
a little bit more than that. You know, it's... Like I said, we're very creative, you know, when it comes to, making music, so...
Oh, okay. I want to ask both of y'all, because I need to know how the both of y'all came up with y'all names.
I need to know.
I'll go first. Okay, well,
okay,
you go first. He asked you, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Well, I tell you, Angelic Voices actually came to me one day when I was creating a song called "Gaze into Heaven," and when I was I was looking at it, it was a sunny, hot summer day, and I just felt, because everybody was calling me AZ anyway, so I was like, God, you know, because my name was supposed to have been Avatar, but somebody already had the Avatar name, so everybody could call me AZ for short. So I was like, wow. So when I was creating that song, the Vision of Heaven song, I was like, wow, Angelic Voices. It just came up. It just came out of nowhere. That's how my came.
That name is sick, too. I mean, both of y'all names is crazy. I mean, like, wow. Both pictures. But go ahead, Antice. You're not out of it when he's finished.
mine came up while I was a biomedical clerk one day at Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh. I'm serious. I was number one with two computers. One was for work and one was for play. And like I said, what I put into that name was, I had to sit and you know, ask myself a couple of questions. How do you want, you know, people to perceive you? So many people, I've gotten so much positive feedback, you know, on my material and, you know, my vocal style.
So I figured, you know, a person can control, you know, another person any by, you know, any way they feel. Me, I feel like my sense of control or drawing in comes to when I'm on stage and, you know, I have a crowd that's into what I'm singing. And, you know, I feel like this here, if you're going to use the name in Pisces, it has to mean something. So.
Okay. That's understandable. Everybody's name should have a meaning to it. Now,
Let me
ask you, if you had the chance to put your music in a movie, because, you know, every artist would love to have their music in a movie, what movie or what producer would you like to have hear your track so they could put it in their movie?
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited about this one. I would definitely have to say Tyler Perry. And the reason why is because I admire his work. For me, he does, like, so much for, you know, the African-American community in terms of portraying us, you know, in a positive light where other ethnicities, you know, wouldn't portray us. You know, and I like, you know, what he does with his films. He shows in his films that even though we have, you know, a lot of struggles, if we make the right decisions, there's always, you know, there can be light at the end of the tunnel, you know. He had two movies where Chaka Khan did a song. I believe that movie was Madea's Family Reunion. That song, Keep Your Head Up at the Beginning, is a song that I listen to a lot. And then he did Ledisi. He had Ledisi featured in his movie Meet the Browns, where she sang her song All Right. And those are two songs that I keep in heavy rotation on my iPod, you know, all day, every day, because it kind of matches, like I said, what I'm going through right now with my style. So I would have to say Tyler Perry. I would love to have Tyler Perry feature my music and you know, our music and his movie.
I like how you did that, our music. I love how you did that. Now, let me ask both of y'all.
I tell AC all the time, music ain't music. The singer's not a singer if there's no producer. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And a lot of people do not understand that. They do not understand that.
Yeah.
The producer is actually, you know, you got the lyrics, but the producer is the main focus of that track. Because if that track don't got that rhythm, at least to make you tap your feet or do that two-step, it ain't really going nowhere. For real.
Man, I don't even submit material if I don't ask, you know, him first. What you think about what I, you know, like I said, what we do is we, like I said, Skype each other back and forth. He sends me snippets. I'll write to him. I got the snippet done. I'll send it back to you. He'll listen to it. He'll tell me, you know, if he thinks, you know, your vocals are too high, stay in your lane. You got the type of voice where you don't need to be screaming all over tracks and whatnot. Your voice, you know, makes a statement on its own.
Yeah, exactly.
So we feed off of each other and, you know, in that aspect, you know, which is a good thing. And that's one quality I've always looked for, you know, in a producer.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. Do you actually hear the track first, then write the song? Do you write the song and Angelica get the track? I just go both ways.
He does the track first. He'll do the track first, and he'll, like I said, he'll send them to me. If you want to elaborate a little bit more on that, AZ, you can.
Well, when I'm creating, I like to, like, send the track to the artist and see and get their pretty much their idea and see if the track on the talk to them. And usually they're like, well, you know, I don't want this signature, I don't want this sound. But with Entice, when I was doing the beat and I sent it to her, she automatically just rapped to the track. So it was like, this is already pre-death thing.
Oh. Okay.
But like I said, that's rare. You know, music, it should be like a marriage between, you know, between the vocalist, between the lyrics and the music, you know? That's how it is. Rare that you find somebody that fits, you know, so well when it comes to the music. Like I said, to me, a singer is not a singer if you don't have the right type of producer behind you, and vice versa.
Exactly.
You know?
I definitely agree with you on that note. I definitely agree with you. Now, let me ask the both of y'all. Growing up, like you said, you was with Phyllis Hyman, but has y'all always been into music as you was growing up? That's a question for both of y'all. I would like to know.
Okay. Well, I actually started playing keyboard since the age of three.
It's something that I'm born with. I actually grew up in Harlem. I'm actually from Lincoln Project. And in that project, there's a lot of legends that came out of that project. Well, you got W. Fresh, DJ Barry B was in that project. You had Rob Bass and Easy Rock. They came from that project. You also had the Crash Crew that came from that project as well. So I used to go up and see them come outside with the big speakers and the turntables and all that. So I always had music, you know, in me. You know, I DJed for 21 years and I produced for like 14 years. So I've been doing this for a minute. So I guess I was destined to be this way.
Okay.
Yeah, and I could agree with that. As far as like what, you know, a person's dedication and you know, gift that, you know, they were given. Me, you know, just to go back again a little bit, I was 7 years old outside on my little big wheel. And for those of y'all that knows about, you know, that know about big wheels,
the big
when
wheels.
You go to pedal them things, all you hear is in the background, okay? So I'm riding down the hill. I'm riding down the hill on my big wheel, and I'm singing the song, you know, at the same time. And then my mother happens to come to the door and snatches me off the big wheel and drug me in the house. Got on the phone, start calling everybody. And at the time, my brother was dating Phyllis Hyman. So Phyllis Hyman, you know, he came over with Phyllis. And, you know, I actually had, you know, the chance to sing for her. She was right there, in my home. And I actually had the chance to sing for her. So, but, and I've also, like I said, done performances and things like that in my hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And right now have tracks that are currently number one in Pittsburgh, as well as number two in Florida on the the Reverb Nation chart. So
okay.
I'm happy about that too.
I want to get into another track, you know. You care.
Okay.
Would you like to explain a little bit about that track? I would like both of y'all to explain a little bit something about that track for me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What is actually the aspect behind that track?
Well, let me tell you the music side of it.
Okay.
I actually was going through something at that time. I was actually going through something. I can't really get into details, but all I can tell you is that I poured all my frustrations into that song. And I actually did that song last year. You know, I made that beat last year.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah, and I was pretty fascinated when he told me that. Me coming from the lyrical aspect of it, I just, like I said, listened to the track and just, you know, allowed my mind to, you know, take me to a place, again, you know, speaking on relationships and things like that, how, you know, a man wants his woman, his wife to feel, and how a wife wants her husband to feel, and, you know, things of that nature. And like I said, again, it starts somewhere. There was something, you know, in everybody's relationship that attracted them to that person in the beginning, you know, before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, problems occur. Go back to that time, you know. Go back to that time of how that person made you feel when you first met them, you know. And so I that's where the lyrics for You Care For Me came from. That's a little spoken word, you know, type thing.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're going to get into that track. All right, Dons and Divas, this is another banger by Ann Tice and Angelica Voices. Remember where you heard it first? DQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Baby, I'm at a point in my life where I'm just ready to settle down and show you how much I care. You got me willing to let my guard down.
Baby, you care.
I'm always
always gonna be right here. You see? You make me feel free. You got me wide open. Wishing, hoping, longing to be someplace. Watch the sunrise. Boy, I'm bound heaven in your eyes. You see, you're like an addiction that keeps me coming, going. Not too fast, not too slow, but yeah, just right. We can fragrance of our body's rhythm. Boy, you got my mind spinning. Is it me or is it that tap on my shoulder that makes me grow colder when you're not around? Or is it that whisper in my ear and the breeze across my cheek that makes me feel lonely when you
I love how you did that track, that single, because I love how you did the poem, and then you just came in flowing with it. Now, how did you get that concept together like that? I need to know, how did you come up with that concept like that?
I have to say again, it's the music. The music is what, like I said, it makes me, you know, it just allows me to open my mind and try, you know, different things. So, I mean, like I said, when you think about the character of Entice, she's, you know, seductive and, you know, got that little sexy vibe and whatnot. So, That's where the concept of the track comes from. I like fullness in my vocals too when I record, you know. So like I said, I try not to rely on a lot of workstations and whatnot to program, you know, what I'm singing. I will go in and lay like whatever, whether it's soprano, alto, or tenor, I'll go in and lay each vocal set maybe between 3 and 6 times and then pick out the best, you know, sets of vocals from each level to use and then just blend them that way. You know, harmony is a big thing, you know, to me too, so.
Wow. Angelic, how did you come up with that track? How did you come up with that track? That track also, that blends so perfectly. It was like I was just sitting right there and was like, okay, we're going to do it like this. We're going to do it like this.
Right.
But y'all to just do spice like that and to come up with that track like that is amazing. It's really amazing. How did you come up with that?
The track, like I said, I was actually going through a real, I was going through some stuff, brother. I was going through some stuff, man. And I just took it out on my music. Like, when I go through things, you know, I go to my music. And I think that's the end result of it, you know. You know, when you go through things, instead of then lashing out somewhere else, man, I'd rather take it out on my music.
Yeah, I can say the same thing too. I can say the same thing too when it comes to lyrics. Sometimes I do focus on a little bit on different things that are going on in my life, you know, at different points of time, and am able to, you know, draw from that, you know, to come up with lyrics too.
Oh, okay. We have a caller on the line for you. Caller,
okay.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Yes, we have Ann Tice on the line.
How are you doing, Ann Tice?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Those three tracks. Wow.
Well, thank you.
That last one was Slash Erykah Badu / Jill Scott. You would have got my money on a CD. Those three tracks? Yeah, you on your way up there, girl.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you so much.
Who are
I appreciate
we speaking
that.
To? Who are we speaking to?
Oh, I'm Shauna Davis. I'm like,
Oh, okay. Shauna, hey. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Shauna.
How are you doing?
I know he didn't expect for me to call.
I surely didn't. I ain't here. Shauna, that's another one of my baby sisters. Love her to death. And I really thank you for calling because I was not expecting her to call. I know.
Wow.
It's surprising to me, too.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you're supporting the show and everything.
Oh, yes,
but,
definitely.
You have Aunt Tice, so, you know, this is her moment.
No,
this is our moment.
You keep me posted when you drop a CD. I'll be there to get it. Because that...
Well, we're looking to get something out like by spring.
With three songs and they all hot, the three of them. Yeah, I definitely would have bought that.
Thank you so much. We both really appreciate it.
Yes, and to your producer, give you a round of applause too, because you know you'll get your cut.
I'm humble.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this industry, you have to be. You have to be.
Yeah, you do. But you're on your way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Shauna, I'm going to get in touch with you.
Okay. I know you will after the show.
Oh, yes, I will.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a good night.
Now, that's amazing. I haven't heard from Shauna in years. I haven't heard from her in years. And I was just posting my show up. She's literally my baby sister. How my sister grew up since they were little. You know, and I haven't heard from her in years. And for her to call in, you know, that was like a surprise to me, too.
Wow, man. Yeah, and typing that jelly voice is making connections, man, again.
You bringing people out.
It's all about the love, man. It's all
right?
about
I gotta
the
thank
love.
You, too. I'm here for people I ain't here from in years. Now,
It's all about the love, man.
Yes, it is. It is. Now, let me just ask y'all, if you couldn't make music no more,
I'm not answering that question
because
I don't see my life outside of not making music.
I like that. I should have waited to Angelic answer the question, but no.
No,
I just play.
I
love that answer.
That's
I love that answer. There should be no such thing as if you don't make no music. You understand
what
I mean?
Right.
It was a psychology question. I'm not going to lie to you. It was. But there should be no such thing as if you don't make
not.
No music.
You can't say
now,
if.
Go ahead,
I'll
what
just
say?
It up and say this. If I had to have something to fall back on, that's what I'll say. If I needed something
okay.
to fall back on, I'm actually working on obtaining my associate's degree in hospitality, travel, and tourism. So,
every now and then I ask questions like that. I did J. Lachey like that. I did Mike J, the R&B mm-hmm. singer like that. You know, a little psychology question to really see. You know, not saying it's not, you know,
yeah.
a general question, but, you know, it's good to know, you know, like, all right, this is what I really plan on doing. So there's no ifs in none of these questions
there's
that you're asking me right now. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been ordained to do this, brother. I can't get out of it even if I tried.
I feel you.
Yeah. It's something that, you know, we were blessed with, you know. So it's not something that, you know, we can take lightly or it's not our choice to give up. You know, because we were blessed mm-hmm. with it. So I think that's what makes us continue.
Yeah. Now, I know the industry is kind of like shaky in some ways because they base some people on their ages and their images and everything like that, like rappers. Mm-hmm. You can't see a pioneer rapper actually coming out right now or whatever the case is with something like the new rappers is coming out with. How do y'all feel about them doing that with the R&B? Would y'all have some type of animosity with that if it was to come to that conclusion with the industry?
Can I answer Because,
you know,
that?
R&B, you could,
yeah,
R&B,
you
could, you could go to no matter how old.
Can I answer first?
First of all, this is my opinion, man. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
brother, finish your question. Finish your question, then I'm going to answer you.
All right. See, because like I was saying, you have the industry. Like rappers, you can't go up to 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 and still be a rapper. It's not going to happen.
Yes,
you be, the only one who was Jay-Z, LL Cool J, because they was back then, they did it. But they ain't going to be that. They ain't going to be doing that when they're 50. You understand?
Now
that was the change with like R&B.
I don't think so.
How would you feel about that?
No. First of all, how can you put an age limit on music? Period.
Okay, go ahead.
You can't put no age limit on music. They put the age limit on the person itself. I don't think, to me, this is my life. Okay, so what if you tell the OJs or Earth, Wind & Fire, they can't do no more music no more because they old. You can't put an age limit on music, man.
Yeah.
You can't. That's why I don't like this generation. Sometimes this generation makes me really, really angry because they so into the now and not looking for the future. You know, like, I want to make timeless. I think me and the Tyson going to make timeless music. Like, our great-grandkids going to put on something and be like, oh, yeah, let's put on it. Let's put on it. Let's put on Angelic Voices. Let's put that on, you know? But this generation, to me, don't really understand what music really is. That's why I stayed back in the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s. I don't listen to music right now. I can't. You know, so that's my intake on that. You can't put no age limit on music, man.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
my take on that
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Tyson Scott. I want to hear your intake on it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my take on the whole thing is I, you know, I definitely agree with, you know, everything that AB is saying right now.
If I had to, you know, stress anything to the industry, it would be don't be so quick to dismiss or stereotype a person because of how they look, because of their age, you know, because of when we come into the industry and we get that type of disrespect, it's like an insult to us, you know. I'm not afraid to, you know, tell anybody in the industry how old I am because of the fact that I have, you know, the talent to make good music. I'm 44 years of age. And like I said again, thinking about thinking about the gentleman that I would love to have, you know, put, you know, our music in his movie, Tyler Perry is maybe a year or two younger than me. You know, it's not the same age, but I feel like this here, like AV said, there is no age limit on talent. If a person is blessed with a gift, it shouldn't matter, you know, how old they are, you know, what they look like. What matters is the talent, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this here, even with our ages, there's still so much. The industry is changing every single day, so there's still so much for us, you know, to learn. And that's the type of person I am. I'm a learner. It's a never-ending process.
Okay. You know what? And Tice, Angelique Voices, I really want to thank y'all for joining us tonight. I'm honored to have y'all on the show. You know, I know y'all going to be out there, so I get the chance to get some exclusives and everything. But I want y'all to give y'all shout-outs. You know, let the listeners know y'all contact info. Let them know where they can get y'all songs, what recent events y'all got coming up. You know, let them know all that. But I still want some exclusives. I got numbers. I'm going to be calling.
this is what I'm gonna say about that. When you told me that you had to stop what you were doing when you heard our material, that right there, you got
and I'm very serious. I really
that
did.
Earned you exclusive right there. Okay?
Anything
that's gonna stop and say, look, I was eating a sandwich. And I had to stop because I heard this girl voice or I heard these tracks. You got your excuse.
And I am very serious.
We got you covered, bro. Don't worry about that. We got
all
you
right,
covered.
All right, brother.
As far
all
as
right.
my fans and followers, I want to, you know, extend a sincere thank you to every last one of them because I feel like this year, you know, without them, we wouldn't be Angelic Voices and we wouldn't be Entice. So I really want to, and my family, my Facebook, I got 3 Facebook pages, okay? All my family knows which one that is. My fans know which ones they are. The music, you know, everybody else in the musical community knows which one that one is. But I've gotten so much, you know, positive feedback and, you know, I love yous and congratulations and, you know, thank you and whatnot. So I'm really, really excited and I thank them, you know, for all of that. If anybody else wants to hear, you know, any more of our material, you guys can go to www.reverbnation.com/entice or go to my website, www.enticeyou.com. I'm also on Twitter under Always Enticing. I have a page on YouTube under Always Enticing, and I still have a MySpace. Hey, I believe in networking. Okay. Under myspace.com/enticeyou also.
And as far as me, you can reach me at on Facebook. I'll be on Facebook a lot. So anybody that needs material or beats, anything you need, just hit me up at Angelic Voices DJ Evans. I also have a like page on Facebook. That's Angelic Voices Music. And same as Reverb Nation, Angelic Voices Music. I'm actually 60 on the charts, man. I was actually 778. Yeah, I was 778, but now I'm actually 60 or 58 or something. I got to check again. I'm moving on up.
Yeah, that's the only way you could go. You just going up.
And you can also reach me at Twitter, too, is Angelic Sounds.
you can reach me there also. So that's basically it. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you, brother, for even having me on the show, man. I appreciate that, man.
I thank y'all for
we're
coming.
We're also
y'all
on SoundCloud, too.
Agent.
Okay. Yeah, we're also on SoundCloud. Also.
Angelic,
you're
like, wait, you're
on SoundCloud? On SoundCloud. And
yeah,
mine
is Angelic Voices on SoundCloud.
So make sure you guys
hit
us up on Facebook. You know, check out our artist pages. My artist page is Entice You. Make sure you hit us up and like us. You know, Angelic Voices, his like page. Yeah, make sure you hit us both up. You know, and continue to show us. You know, your support.
Yeah.
He's
like
us. Let's
just be
like
that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm definitely gonna hit up on my camp because y'all definitely doing it. Ain't no question about it. And I really want to thank y'all again for joining us.
Okay.
Entice, Angelic Voices. Once again, thank you for coming to the GQ Palace Radio. Whenever y'all ready, y'all welcome to come back. It's not a problem.
Oh, yeah, anytime, bro. Just let us know. Anytime. Let us know.
All right. Okay, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, Tanya D. Simmons. Here to talk about her recent novel, How to Keep Your Man a Woman Coming Back. The recipes and ingredients in her book is for adults only. So for this part of the show, I ask, if you have kids under age, please put them in another room. Parental discretion is advised. So coming up next, author Tanya D. Simmons. But first, we're going to go back into time on this brief intermission. GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Thank you.
Dons and Divas to GQ Palace Radio. And with me right now, I have author Tanya D. Simmons. Tanya, welcome to GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, Rich Money. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to, you know what, to be truthful, I want to just get into this book right now. That's what I want to do.
Okay, what you want to say?
I just really want to get into this book. All right. What I really want to ask you is your book, How to Keep Your Man or Woman Coming Back. How did you come up with that title?
Well, I always was a cook in the kitchen, and I'm a cook in the bedroom. So what I decided to do was write a book to help relationships and marriages and to keep that man or woman coming back in the bedroom.
Wow. Oh, so you just like sizzling in the bedroom, and you're like, all right, so since you're a good cook in the kitchen, you're going to show your fire in the bedroom.
You have to be very open-minded.
Oh, okay.
Very open-minded.
Now, this is your first novel, right?
Correct.
Now, how long did it actually take you to write the novel?
I started writing in 06, and I finished the book in 08, and the book is still promoting. People are asking for this book. They're going online, and when they see it, they look into it, they holler, they scream. I mean, they say, you write about something that people don't want to talk about, but we can read about it. It's designed like a cookbook, and it has ingredients, and it teaches a person from being an amateur or a beginner to become a poet at any position or any type of romantic thing inside this book.
Okay, yeah, because I see you have the recipe and ingredients on how to do certain performances. How did you come up with them?
How did I come up with the positions?
Yeah, the ingredients and the recipes for them. Oh, we're going to get into them.
Oh, okay. I came up with them. I can't write about something I don't know about. So what I wrote about is what I've done and what I've researched. And when you start at a young age experimenting in sex, you find out what makes a man tick. And my thing is keeping that man coming back.
Okay. Okay, let's get into one of your recipes and discuss the topics. Okay.
Right.
Now, you have a recipe called the cough drop.
The whole cough drop recipe?
The whole cough drop recipe, excuse me. Would you mind explaining that?
Well, what you
what
do
is the
whole
cough drop recipe?
Okay, what you do is you get some holes and you insert it in your mouth. And what you're going to do is, with your man or with your female, with your man, me, I take the horse drop and I give him a blowjob. And while I'm giving him the blowjob, I'm blowing on his penis. Also, I'm also sucking his balls and blowing on the balls. And it gives a cool sensation. It makes the tip of a man's penis do tantrics.
Okay. So the cough drop supposed to give a stimulation or something to it?
Yeah, you know, it has that menthol, that sensation of hot and cold. And so as you're going on it, it gives that man's penis a sensation that drives him wild.
So it only could be done with a horse. Can it be done with any other kind of cough drop?
Any type cough drop, but I prefer horse.
You prefer, okay, no, do the expertise, okay. Now, your table of contents. Do the expertise here. Now, your table of contents in your book, you have an introduction for women only, and you have an introduction for men only. Explain to me why you feel what you've written for each introduction that will have their mate coming back to them.
Repeat that.
Okay, I'm gonna make it shorter. Explain to me why in your introductions, what you wrote in your specific format, that will have the person's mate coming back to them.
Well, like I said, I wanted to do something for women and men. Not only women have problems in the bedroom, men also too. And there's a lot of things that they don't know and they're afraid to ask people. So I decided to write a book where they can find out what they want to know and become good at it.
Okay. Let's get into another one of your recipes. The picnic lunch recipe you have for men.
The peanut butter?
No, the picnic.
Which one is that? The picnic
lunch? Yeah.
It's just simple. It's just something that a guy should treat his lady. It consists of you're having a picnic. You need to have it inside or outside. The ingredients is strawberries or grapes, whipped cream, champagne or wine, oysters or shrimp, and cheese and crackers. And this is to be done in the house, like I said, on the floor or on the outside. I recommend inside environments, more cozy and private. Now, what you need to do is spread the tablecloth or blanket on the floor, set the glasses up the way you can be sitting, put the food in different bowls and plates, light the candles, make sure flowers are in the middle of the blanket, sit your lady down, pour her a glass of champagne and the flute, have some music playing softly in the background. Tell her something special about herself. Make a toast. And hold her in your arms and just tell her how special and what she means to you. I promise you it'll be something that you won't forget.
Wow.
And just something cozy that you can do inside the house.
Okay.
We want to have romance also now.
Oh, of course. Now, people don't know sex is a very important part in a relationship. It has its part in a relationship also, so that's understandable. You understand? So it's good to be creative and do new things, focus on, being creative and experimenting on certain stuff. But it is a recipe that I need you to talk about for me. The champagne fruit bath recipe. Explain that one.
Champagne fruit bath for men? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that's something romantic that a man can do also with his lady. What it consists of is champagne, lemons, oranges, strawberries, whipped cream, kiwi, bubble bath, candles. Get you 5 bottles of cheap champagne. Get you 2 champagne flutes and get a bottle of real champagne. And what you're going to do is fill the tub with hot water, add the bubble bath, cut your lemons, oranges into the bath water. Open the bottle of Andre champagne and pour the 5 bottles in the water. Light the candles, put them around the tub, get a bowl and put the strawberries and whipped cream in it. Get the kiwi, cut it up, and then put it in another small bowl. Now you take your lady, you get her and have her facing you in the tub, and get your glass of champagne and you make a toast and you drink. Now after done that, what you need to do is give your woman a bath and give her a facial, and that consists of with the kiwi. Smash the kiwi up, mix it up, spread some on her face, and add shampoo to the rest of the kiwi in the bowl. Wash and rinse her hair. Then run some cold water out of the faucet. Take the facial off, dry off, sit back in the tub and relax. And what you can do to top it off is give her oral sex in the tub. And I guarantee you will be having a steamy night after that double bath.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sound like something I might want to be interested in. No. I will be interested in. Now, as you publishing your book, was it hard to get published considering that erotic information that you're performing in the book? Was it hard to get it published?
Well, it was not. I would say, it was fake because I started out writing a book, never knew how to write a book or anything, and I started writing typing. And I ran across a publisher, and she taught me everything I knew. And one day I was sitting at the computer, and a publishing company came up. It was Edith.com. And in about a month's time after I got with them, my book was published.
Wow.
And here I'm presenting it to the world.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a good thing, though. That's really a good thing. So they was really, really interested in it. I mean, because like I said, you got some ingredients in here that, make a person, look like, oh, okay, it's something new. Let me think about trying this. Now, you also have another ingredient for women I want to talk about that got me kind of wound up. The missionary body lift recipe.
Oh, that's a great one.
Okay, explain that one.
With missionary body lift, ladies do a lot of stretching and squatting. contracting your vagina muscles. And to accomplish this act, you have to practice flexing your vagina muscles in and out like holding your urine. Push it out while your man is inside of you and start doing stretching and squats that works your thighs and legs flexibility. Then what you're going to do is you're going to lie on your back, put your legs on your man's shoulder, then you're going to lift your body up into his face where your vagina is dead smack in his mouth. So what he's going to do, he's going to actually give you oral sex, and while he's licking, after he licks you until you're satisfied, you lower your vagina into his penis and lift your body up and down while it's on his shoulders. Keep doing this while you're contracting your muscles around his penis, and I promise you, this will drive him crazy and he'll be coming out of his mind. But I also will give a warning to you all. If you're a small man or if you lift weights or, you know, there's a weight capacity to this. If you're very, very heavy, like 300 or 400 pounds, don't try this position because if he can't hold you, oh my God, he will be walking around with a shoulder body cast on.
So if you're a big woman, it ain't nothing that can be done
don't get me wrong. Nothing against big women. I'm just saying,
make sure you
have a strong man that can hold you. You know, because you're gonna have your legs on his shoulder, and your vagina is gonna be in his mouth. So he's gonna have to, you know, he's gonna be eating the vagina. You know, and then you're gonna have to have strength yourself with a lot of flexibility, where you're gonna have to take your body and lure it into his penis, and then go for it. You know.
So it's like a four-course meal in the air.
Yeah, four-course meal.
Four-course meal in the air. Okay, now let me ask you this, with all due respect. What makes you feel you being an expert in this field division, it actually works?
Well,
do you feel you that much experience in it that it actually worked for people?
Yeah.
In this field division?
I had so much positive results. And for starters, I always had a man that wanted to come back to me. Even when at my age now, men that I dated when I was in my 20s still want to come back. I mean, when you're having sex, making love, you have to be very open-minded. And you have to keep that person coming back, man or lady. You got to be where this man is at work, and you're talking on the phone to him, and he can't wait for you to get home because you're so full of surprises that you don't know what's going on. Either, so baby, meet me to a restaurant. Take him in the bathroom and give him a blowjob. Or ride in the car down the highway, give him a blowjob and sit on him and ride him. I mean, you just have to be very spontaneous and, like I said, very open-minded. And there has to be no hang-ups, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with this also, this is a very soul-connecting recipe book. So you can't do this with anybody because you don't want stalkers. I had a boyfriend tell me one time, you know, we made love and whatever, and I'm naked. And he's asking me, baby, where you going? I'm looking at him, baby, I'm going to the bathroom if you don't mind. See, it's just you got to make that person just make them crazy for you, man or lady. I advise you to get this book because it can do a lot.
You're gonna
definitely have that person coming back. And I'm not talking about COMING. I'm talking about CMMING coming back.
Oh wow!
And you with a smile.
Coming back with a smile. You know what?
Yes,
I like the way that sounds. Let's get into this. Peanut butter recipe.
Oh, okay, peanut butter.
Peanut butter recipe.
Now, you know, peanut butter is chewy and gooey, right?
Yes.
And, you know, when you eat a peanut butter sandwich, you have to drink some water or milk or whatever. So imagine putting peanut butter on a penis.
Oh, okay.
You're giving him a blowjob, and you're trying to deep throat him. Like I said, peanut butter is very gooey. So imagine the suction of trying to get that off him. Oh, my God, it would drive him crazy. But you have to be gentle with that suction. Don't bite the man.
I like the way that's
gentle.
Not the teeth.
It's like assumption. And then even more, make it more exciting, tie him up to a chair and put the butt on it and lick it off. And I promise you, he'd probably be trying to pop the ropes off his hand to get loose.
Okay. So mainly, go ahead, what you was going to say?
No, go ahead. I'm going to let you.
Okay. So mainly, each recipe has its own definition, format of how to explore, expand, and increase your sex drive. Right?
Why?
Okay. All right. Would you care to explain the vagina eating underwear recipe?
Oh, the vagina eating underwater. Okay.
Yeah, underwater. I'm sorry. Eating underwater recipe.
Everybody
yes.
can't do this because everybody can't swim. And make sure.
You don't want to drown or have it in your mouth.
Right. With this vagina eating recipe, the ingredients is having a good tongue. And make sure you're in water or a pool or jacuzzi. No matter what type of water circumstance you're in, this can be done. You have to be a swimmer and be able to handle staying underwater. What you can do is imagine a lot of people in the pool or wherever you're at, and you're underneath her, underwater, and you pull her bathing suit to the side or underwear or whatever. Start looking and sucking her vagina. I want you to see how your woman acts while she's having an orgasm in the water. But keep her cool, and because she will be floating at the time. And the warning is, make sure that when you're licking her vagina underwater, that she doesn't grab your head and drown you. So it's not for everybody, because some people can't stay underwater, but it will drive a woman crazy. You're sucking her vagina.
I'm going to try that one, too,
because I'm underwater.
Okay, I'm a good swimmer, so I can hold my breath underwater for a long time. So
okay, well, good. As long as you can do that,
I got to let the wife know. Even if we go in the bathtub for a little while. Wow. I mean, your book, I'm not going to lie, it explains a lot of stuff, you understand? And that's what's good, because you're talking about, you know, people's sex, you know, how sex is really an important thing in a relationship. And a lot of people don't write sex books because they feel it's, you know, it's upon a different level or whatever. But I honor you on writing your book, considering the fact that you're doing what you feel going to keep them coming back. You understand?
Correct.
So if you're not mainly focusing on what you're writing about yourself, like a lot of other books is doing, you're writing about what you could do to keep your relationship going.
Good.
That's why I honor you on writing
hot.
Your book. You know? And I definitely honor you on writing your book. But you have another title in here, a recipe, excuse me, that I like to know about. Lifting over the head recipe for men only.
Lifting over the head. Okay. Now this is you have to be pretty strong for this one. With this, your man is lifting you overhead. He has to have script, a good tongue, and a strong back. Now, gentlemen, let your lady sit on the edge of your bed. I want you to start licking and sucking her vagina. As you're doing this, pick her up and let her wrap her legs around your shoulders. While you're licking her, this will drive her crazy. I want you to hear like you're starving until she comes. Now, after that, lay on her back. Let her back on the bed and insert your penis inside her vagina and stop putting the penis to her. I want you to show her what you made. Guys, lady like when a man really gives it to her, she has to keep it coming back. And once you really give it to her, she will be coming like a baby and she will fall asleep. But it's like lifting her overhead and eating her vagina in the air. This will drive her crazy.
Wow.
Now picture it.
I'm picturing.
Can you picture that?
I'm picturing. I'm already picturing. Baby, you in trouble.
Somebody
in trouble,
tonight.
Baby. Ooh, and I'm a creative person, but you know what? This creativity that you got going on here, I'm like, okay. Now let me ask you, out of all this recipe, huh?
You have to be creative.
Yes. That's what actually keep a relationship going also. A lot of people fail to realize you know, you got to have communication here. You got to have loyalty, understanding, and trust. But you also got to have that sex drive in your relationship. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, eventually either you're going to get bored or she's going to get bored. And it's not going to work like that. You understand? And that's what people are going to realize.
That's why I wrote my book, because I wanted people, relationship, marriages, I wanted them to stay together. And if you don't have one, use this book, you will have someone. You just have to be open-minded. And I'll tell anyone, what you won't do, somebody else will do. So there's no limitations or hesitations.
Okay. Or hesitations. I like
that's
that.
Correct.
There's no limits.
No limits.
Now,
that's what
out
I,
of all
you have to have
out of all your
go ahead.
Okay. Out of all your recipes, which one is your favorite?
Mine is a vagina eating recipe. I like to tell, especially to men, the vagina recipe consists of a good tongue and a good nose. I always tell men first do the smell test, and that can consist of inserting your finger inside a woman's vagina, not the beginning, but stick it up in there. Now, if there's a foul odor, you need to back away gracefully. Every woman has their personal odor. Every woman has their personal odor. Yeah, every woman has her personal odor, but they're not supposed to be smelling like fish. Either she has too many bed partners, she has STD, different body fluids, some type of infection, but she's not supposed to smell like fish. And but I tell anyone, you know, gentlemen, eat at your own risk. You know, but that is my favorite. And
so
when
if it ain't that fish that's supposed to be on the dish, don't eat it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tell gentlemen, you know, when you're a vagina is gentle. And when you're licking it and inserting your tongue, and you have to lick it gentle and take your time. Don't be rough. And make sure she has an orgasm. And, you know, a lot of women have large clits, some have small. But there's a lot of combinations of licking a vagina. You can move your tongue up and down in a circle of fast or speed motion, put pressure on it. And a woman likes when a man sticks his tongue in her and fucks her over and over.
Okay.
Like when you take the clit between the teeth and gently nibble on it. Either way, do it long enough.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, when did you first decide to write this novel? Like, was you just sitting home and you was like, okay, I want to just write this novel. This is something that I got to write. I just need to, or was you just experimenting one day and you was like, all right, let me write this novel. You know, how to keep your man or woman coming back.
I didn't even repeat that.
When did you first decide to write your novel, How to Keep Your Man or Woman Coming Back? I said, was you actually sitting home one day and you was like, okay, you know what?
I was sitting home and I thought about it. I said, you know,
Hello? Tanya? Hello? I think we lost Tanya for a minute. Maybe we can get her back on the air for a little while longer. But let me explain to you about the book. As far as I know of, the book is mainly on how to keep your man or woman coming back. And what she has here is she has certain ingredients for women and she has certain ingredients for men, recipes, you know, is what she called them. And what she's stating is that the title of this book and the recipes inside of this book is due for, like, you to keep your relationship in that spark. Because, like I said before, you have relationships, you have the commitment,
stop calling
the understanding,
me. Interrupt my
loyalty.
Show.
You know? Hello, Tanya, you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry about
that. Okay, we got Tanya back. Not a problem. Okay, would you like to continue with what you was saying, or you know, it was about the what made you come up to the point of writing your novel? How you keep a woman and men coming back?
like I said, what happened was I was sitting home one day, and I always was a reader, and I always, so I decided that I was going to write something about that I was good at, and it was good at sex and making love, and I wanted to help other people, and like, my girl always had people asking me about sex, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to share my secret. And that's how Tiny D's recipe book came out.
Okay. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you had the courage to even write this book because, like I said, you're giving a lot of experiment and formats on certain positions of sex, and that is a good thing.
Correct.
You understand? That's why I have no problem with airing this show. That's why I specifically said parental discretion is advised for people to take their kids and put them in a room. Because this is what we, this is adult business right here, right now, for this part of the show.
Right.
But what is the rain sex recipe? Is that something you want to talk about?
Rain sex? Sexy, yeah. It's just basically out in the rain, put a blanket out there, and you and your man go out in the rain and have sex, and you start eating her while in the rain, and let the raindrops fall in between her legs, and you're sucking, and doing all types of things to her. And I was having a scene. Raindrops keep falling on your head, but instead raindrops keep falling on my vagina.
Oh, see, because I've been telling my fiance for the longest, you know, I've been having a, can I tell you my rain thing? Because I've been telling her for the longest, and the next time it rains, I'm going to do it, and I don't care. You understand? But because what I want to actually do is go out in the rain, on the top of a running car, and have sex in the rain on the top of the hood of the car while it's running. I think that's romantic.
Right.
I think it's like, you know, but some people, oh, well, the car be hot. No, because the rain is cold. So the car the car ain't going to be hot.
Do you have a backyard with a privacy fence?
Huh?
You have a backyard with a fence, separate privacy fence?
Yeah, I have a backyard, yeah.
Okay, well,
but see, I want to get spontaneous. I don't want to go in the backyard. I want to go out somewhere. I want to get spontaneous with it. You want to say in a dark area, like somewhere in Mount Vernon or somewhere, you know, where it's dark.
Do it.
You understand?
She'll love it.
You know? Okay, what's your romantic night recipe?
Romantic night?
Yes.
That's for the gentleman giving his lady a romantic night where, say, she's had a hard day at work, and she comes home and take her shoes off and, you know, have her sit on the couch and have the house clean and go out to Victoria's Secret and buy some lingerie and put it on the bed. And what you do is you give her a bath and just have rose petals everywhere and massage it down, give a full body massage, and have the house smelling good. After that, take it in the bedroom, and it'll be up to you or her if she'll be putting that lingerie on. But a lot of men need to give your woman a romantic night.
So, okay, what's the top sex recipe? Because that sounds like it's way up there. Like, that's something that's really like, okay, this is the top of the line right here. So this sex recipe is above the rest of them.
Top sex is turning backwards. She's riding you backwards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's what the reason for this is she needs to have plenty of energy. I would suggest she drink an energy drink or even have a cocktail. And ladies, you have your man lying on his back because you're getting ready to give him a ride of his life. Position yourself backwards on your man's penis and ride him backwards. Lift your body up and down. And if you have to squint, squat your legs and go up and down. And move your body in slow, circular motions and start to speed the tempo. After that, turn your body back around facing him, putting your legs behind his head. Ride that penis some more, like, and making the tempo go faster. Pretend that you're a cowgirl. And he's a wild horse, and you got to tame that horse. And believe me, he will be bucking. You are the rider, so tame that penis down, and let him know who's in charge of you.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to... I'm going to get this book. I'm definitely going to get this book. But we like running out of time. But I do want you to come back when you get a chance, because I still got some more of these recipes I want to know about. You know, even though I'm going to read the book, but I would like my audience to also know about these recipes. You understand?
Maybe.
Now,
it will be fulfilling.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to try a few tonight as soon as I get off this show. So
somebody in trouble.
Yeah, somebody is. I'm going to try a few tonight as soon as I get off this phone. But what I would like for you to do is, you know, let everybody know your contact information, where they can buy the book, how they could get the book. And if you got any shout-outs, I want you to give that also.
Okay. What you can do is go to exlbris.com, XLBRIS.com, or you can just Google Tanya G. Simmons, or you can just type my name in Tanya G. Simmons. And if you're looking for me on Facebook, you can type in author Tanya G. Simmons. And I like to give a shout-out to – I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I'm a country girl. And I like to shout-out to my family and friends in Coffee Bluff and to my children, Alexia and Nick, and my grandkids. And it's been a pleasure being on your show, talking about my book.
Thank you so much.
I promise you to get this book.
I'm definitely going to get it. Ain't no question about it. I'm going to get it. And I'm going to let other people know about it, too, also, that didn't, you know, have time to reach the show. I'm going to tell them to go in the archives, listen to the show, and find out exactly know what's going on with the book. Because I was letting people know about it, and it was like they was interested at my job. One guy, he was like, okay, it sounds interesting. So I'm going to definitely let them know to go in the archives, you know, check out the book and everything.
Please do.
But I also want you to come back, because like I said, we still got some recipes here we need to talk about.
Right. I'm writing another book now, but it's
oh, you're in the process of writing another book. Okay, so you write a sequence to it.
Well, it's called Tantalizing Georgia, and it involves a lot of sex, drama. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It's similar, but it's more of a short story.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, like I said, we're gonna definitely get to that sequence also. But I do want you to come back. We're going to definitely get in contact with you to come back so you can explain the rest of these topics, because I still want to know the honey topic recipe, the chocolate body, the butt licking. It's still a lot that we need to talk about.
That'll be great.
We definitely going to get in contact.
And don't hurt yourself tonight.
Tanya, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. You know,
thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time and patience. I really do. We really appreciate it, Teacher Palace Radio. Okay, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight. I want to thank my guest, Tanya D. Simmons, the author. I want to thank Gary Blackjust with the general question for this evening. I want to thank up-and-coming artists, Ann Tice, and Angelic Voices. Listen for their music, their trash, because it is serious. I wish them much success. Also, I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Also, don't forget, my swagger is crazy. Big event. Watch the Throne. November 25th at the Paradise Theater. Tickets $20 in advance. Most likely, it's going to be more at the door. To get those tickets, contact my swagger is crazy at 917-553-7308. Also, my baby, Star Quasar, is celebrating her 21st birthday at the Lounge on 243rd Street and Broadway. Tomorrow night is going down big. This is for the Dons and Divas. You understand? She's turning 21, and we doing it up big boy style. You feel me? Tune in next week for another episode of GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby.
Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? 'Cause girl, I can't.
old range. I knew it when I rocked big old chains. Not a little nigga doing big old things. Would you look at that? I came back for it, just to get to you, like you asked for it. Man, that thing in them jeans too fat for it. Rebound, so I caught off the backboard. I told a baby girl, come here. Know I run the town even when I ain't from there. And I brag hardly, but just to show up at this party I made with your nigga, making one, yeah, that's unfair, but so is life. Take a chance, roll the dice. Money can't buy your love, cause it's overpriced. Don't overthink, just hope it's right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No, man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Low. Now, girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me,
high, then go low. Now, girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me, work out for me.
Carolina blue kicks fresh on the scene. Hottest nigga on the block, damn girl, you mean? They be starting shit, but it's your world. On my Martin shit, you go. Girl, she bad and she know it. Some niggas save hoes, I'm not that heroic. Could you be my escort? Cause just like them two door fours, damn, they don't make them like you no more. Cold world, real cold world. Them boys cool, me I'm on fire. Know what's on my mind, tryna see what's on yours. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Move slow, but you wanna live fast. Up late, so you'll probably skip class. Life is a test, so before the night pass, get right, get right. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again, but is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No, man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well, then, go, well, straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever, or is it just a hit and run? Well, hey, straight up, I tell you, I just really wanna cut when we together, come here, girl, let's get it on. Hey, straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever, or is it just a hit and run? Cut when we together. Come here, girl, let's get it.